Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Little Blankerpiller. Maybe you are wondering what a Blankerpiller is, but don't worry, you'll find out very, very soon. For this, I hope you're already in bed and you have a nice, big, warm blanket around you. Now, the important part in becoming a Blankerpiller is to wrap the blanket all around you so that there's no part of you left uncovered. Ideally, you would look almost like a caterpillar, just comfy, cozy, and of course, completely protected from the world. Now, as a Blankerpiller, you get to enjoy a lot of subtle, sneaky benefits. Because you'll be warm, comfy, protected from any monsters that may want to try and hide under your bed, because no monsters can hide under the bed of a Blankerpiller. No, your plushies may be either inside the Blankerpiller cozying up with you, or they will protect you, standing guard outside on the bed, or maybe next to the bed, it depends. Some plushies can be very, very stubborn. And no matter where you've stuffed your stuffies, it is important that you yourself are very comfy, very cozy, all curled up and ready to sleep. First, I will tell you a little story about a Blankerpiller that became the most beautiful butterfly. The story begins with just a little one readying themselves for sleep. It was late at night and they should have been sleeping for a while already, but they'd been stubborn. Ah well, I guess we can't always make them go to bed on time. However, I promised that I would tell a story. So what I did is, if they were to roll themselves up in their blanket and make themselves really cozy, comfy Blankerpiller time, that I would tell them a story. And this story was a very special one because it was about the history of the Blankerpiller. Once upon a time, there was a little one who found out about the magic of the Blankerpiller. See, whenever they went to sleep as a Blankerpiller in the morning, they woke up with so much energy. It is as if they've been given wings with the most beautiful colors. And every day, they were so cheerful and so happy after they went to bed as a Blankerpiller, that when it came evening again, going to bed was a happy occasion, because they would wiggle one way, wiggle another, making sure that the blanket covered each and every part of them, until they finally were the perfect rolled up Blankerpiller shape. And in that shape, they were cozy, warm and comfy. And they became so sleepy without even noticing it. It's as if the Blankerpiller shape itself automatically made every little one so sleepy and relaxed, so cozy, comfy and happy, that they could barely keep their eyes open. And as I'm telling you this story, you might even notice your own eyes being just as tired as this little one's. So what would happen is that once the Blankerpiller's tiredness would creep in, you could let yourself enjoy it. It's as if you're being wrapped in a million cuddles, in a wonderful wave of huggles and snuggles, just curling up all around you in the bestest blanket pillar in the world. Because your blanket is special, as it is your blanket. And this thought made the little one always very happy inside. It made it possible for the blanket pillar to become a protective layer of cuddly, snuggly goodness to hide away from the outside world. And the good thing is that it is totally okay to hide away sometimes to recover and sleep and let yourself drift and float and flutter, only so that you can become a butterfly just fluttering by, blissfully, blankly enjoying the energy flowing through your body. And with all those feelings, those colors, those sensations in your mind, you're already drawing the most beautiful wings that you could imagine, perhaps with soft glitters here and there or shimmering, shining colors. Who knows what colors of the rainbow might be on your wings? Perhaps all of them. Or maybe even none of them. Maybe your wings are like transparent and almost invisible, seen only by the vague shimmer they leave in the air as you move. In your dreams, those wings will help you to fly wherever you want to go, drifting deeper and deeper, moving into that sleepy, snuggly, wuggly state that the happy blanket pillar can go to. See, this place was always a favorite one for the little one, and I'm sure it will be for you as well. Or maybe it already is, or was, or will be. Today, tomorrow, another time, or already past, just now, when we're moving from one to the other, deeper and deeper, blissfully blank into that state where your mind is just a little bit unawake, asleep, drifting and dropping, floating and flopping, fluttering by, ready to become a beautiful butterfly in the morning. And that's just a dream that will seem to flow through your mind. A wonderful sensation where you can enjoy all the infinite warmth and energy that the little one can have. Your imagination free to embrace any and all possibilities, and becoming ready to express their creativity in whichever way they enjoy. Butterflies may appear frail, but they are the ones who fly through storms and whose beauty brings a smile to the world. And I know that you, curled up in your perfect little blanket pillar shape, will fill your world with your smile. And that is the end of the story of the little blanket pillar from long, long ago. And maybe next time tell you about the secret garden. But now it is time to sleep. Oh, look at that. You're already so relaxed, so drifty, so wonderfully wrapped in this snuggly blanket. And maybe next time you'll enjoy it even more. Sleep well, little one. Sleep well. and let yourself become a beautiful butterfly in the morning. Sleep. Take off your headphones and sleep.